Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge Radio Show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
This is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, as well as the host of the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show and podcast. And I just want to come to you with this quick CEO talk. At the time of this recording, it is a Monday. And this just resonated so much in my spirit. Maybe it's one of those Monday vibe type things that I wanted to pause what I was doing to share this information with you. You know, one of our top producing podcast episodes dealt with the imposter syndrome. Anytime I go anywhere near that, I see so many people respond and they listen and they tune in. And you know, here's the truth that a lot of people are not telling you. You're really not suffering. If you're feeling that way, if you deal with this on a regular basis about being an imposter, you feel like, you know, you're presenting something that's not true. You're not that expert that you want to be, but you're trying to get there. And you feel like a part of what you're doing in marketing, a part of what you're doing and saying is just not true. You're not good enough for how you're trying to present yourself in order to get there, in order to monetize your expertise. Let me tell you what the real problem is. It's not that you're an imposter and you don't fear being not good enough. The true fear is you are scared that if you allowed yourself to operate in full confidence in your genius zone, that type of pressure of being that good will require that you continually produce. See, most people that are suffering from the imposter syndrome, it really is a mindset thing. It's an issue of limiting beliefs that many of us maybe received in childhood or in your early working career, whatever brought you to that path and gave you those limiting beliefs. You really don't have a fear that you're not good enough. More so, what you have a fear of is what type of pressure comes with being great. See, if you can produce that number one hit song, that means you have to continue to rise up at that level or produce something greater. And that's what really scares people, that if just by perchance you do make it, that vision you have that you do make it, the stress of continuing to deliver at that level are better. But see, that's a narrative that many of us need to change. If you followed me for a while, you've heard me either write on this or talk about it on episodes about following the natural ebb and flow of life. Too often, we're so busy trying to make things happen that we actually work against the grain. We're working harder and not smarter. We're working against ourselves versus working for ourselves. And if you could just understand the natural ebb and flow in life, in business, in your calling, in your passion, in your mission, in your gifts, whatever it is, if you could just pick up on the natural flow, the ebb and flow, the way things work, then you would know that you're not an imposter. You would know that there's no reason to fear what comes with being highly successful. There's no reason to fear. Why? Well, I'll give you this analogy. It's like a coffee pot. It's designed to hold coffee. It's designed to be a vessel as part of that entire system for coffee. The coffee pot isn't supposed to be the entire system. It's not supposed to be the motor. It's not supposed to be responsible for holding the coffee filter. It's not supposed to be responsible for the valve and the water flow and the electricity. That's not its job. Its job is to be that container to hold the coffee with the parameter of a certain temperature level that it's meant for. It was designed for to hold that coffee once it pours. See, there's other pieces, there's other things in that whole coffee pot and system. There's other criteria that has to be there, like the electricity, or, you know, perhaps they'll have some other power sources. But whatever it is, there's other components But the coffee pot just has one job, holding the contents of what was created. And you and I, my friend, whatever our purpose is in life, we just have one job. There's other components, there's other pieces. But if we're the coffee pot, it's just natural. We've been designed for just what our task is. So it's natural that people will hold us and will pour out the coffee. In your business, whatever you're the expert in, it's just natural for you to be able to offer that because that's who you are. That's your purpose. And if you stop working against yourself, if you stop allowing all of these thoughts to hold you prisoner and limit you from performing at your greatness, then I promise you, you can get in that natural ebb and flow. And you'll see as you start manifesting things, you'll see as you start stripping away those limiting beliefs and then go over to the part, well, what if the opposite were true? Because that's what we need to do when we fear things. That's what we need to do when we panic. That's what we need to do when we're feeling a sense of being overwhelmed. What if the opposite is true? What if you really do have those abilities? And then if you look in your past, trust me, there's some lessons there where you've learned. There's some learning lessons. Matter of fact, I always say that some of my greatest victories, some of the biggest things I do in business comes from serving, because I served under enough people trying to build it for them, trying to be assist them, trying to be that great team member, and was doing a fabulous job. Didn't know that I was cultivating the very ground for my own fruit, because that wasn't my objective at that time. At that time, I was learning, I was building, I was part of a team. I didn't know how that information would be used later for my own. And sometimes I've watched those, a lot of times, I watched those entities fail and me to take the same lessons learned and succeed on my own. So that's why I want to encourage you today. If you're feeling like you're suffering from the imposter syndrome, if you feel like you have sometimes these overwhelming fears and what if it doesn't work and what if I'm not the person and yeah, things are flowing great now, but I'm just waiting for the bottom to fall out. If you're going through things like that in your mind, I want you to consider the other narrative. What if? What if this is your time? What if you are that chosen person? What if you already know more than enough? And your genius zone that you're meant to operate in, you're right there, or you're approaching it, it's right around the corner. And what if instead of seeing the blessings that are coming, seeing all the great things that are coming, instead of thinking, well, okay, this is good now, but you know, expenses are going to go up. And then, you know, what happens when they stop calling? What happens when we stop getting the orders? What happens when we don't get as big a contracts? I want you to consider the what if. What if this is only the beginning? What if the largest contracts we're having that we're rejoicing over and we're seeing how our business is scaling and we're seeing the increased profits and revenue, what if this is just the smallest part of the growth of our company or the growth of this entity or the growth of this project? What if all of the good part of it, this is just a drop in the bucket for what's about to happen? Because the truth is, if it's the growth and scaling of what you're doing, you know, you just hire more people for that. That's why there's called strategic planning. You were never meant to do everything. If you have a small team now, if those contracts doubled or tripled, you just hire more people like the excellent team you have now. Actually, that's what you should be planning in your mind, but I'll leave that for another episode. So I just wanted to take this quick moment, CEO talk, to encourage you. Because the truth is, I've worked and work with some of the greatest people, six figure, seven figure, what have you. Some people that are on magazine covers, some people that are right there in the media. And you know what? All of us have those feelings that come in. Now, what degree they come in and what the exact thoughts and root causes of that are vary. But all of us have those moments where we panic. All of us have those moments where sometimes we feel like we're a fraud. Not because we're lying, but because, you know, as things scale, as things get bigger, as your playing field get bigger, as those invitations are at bigger tables with bigger influencers, sometimes it takes your breath away and you're like, whoa, am I out of my league? And I want to encourage you today, no, you're not. Because that's the ebb and flow in life. If you're getting invitations to the table, if you're having certain people reach out, every contract is not going to be a yes. Every proposal is not going to be a yes. But the fact that you're getting that type of attention, let me assure you, you're exactly where you need to be. because your job isn't to know it all, but your job is to know the right questions to ask, know the right people to hire to assist you and be part of your team to execute successfully and continue to do that and continue to do that and then scale up. You're not an imposter. And don't allow limiting beliefs or past failures to actually convince you that you are. You wouldn't be in this position. You wouldn't have these thoughts. You wouldn't be at these tables and have these things that are manifesting for you if you were a fraud. And here's one thought I want to leave you with. And I always say this when I talk about the imposter syndrome. The real crime here is if you allow those limiting beliefs, those fearful thoughts, those moments that take your breath away to hold you hostage and not execute at the level that you can execute. You know, there are thieves out here, professional thieves, who know, professional frauds, who know they can't offer what you can. They know they can't even offer a fracture of what you can, but you know where they invest their energy? In looking like they can, and they are offering and asking for that price that you should be asking for. They know they don't have your expertise. And let me tell you, people are paying them all day to be scammed and defrauded. Don't let a thief who knows he or she does not have your skill set, your expertise to make the money that you should be asking for and operate the level that you should be operating at just because they have more belief in themselves than you do. Now, that's a thought, a mind trick, a mind hack, a transformational thought that I want to leave you with the next time you feel like you're an imposter or you're allowing fear to hold you hostage. I've enjoyed this part of bringing this to you for the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show and podcast. You know, our CEO talks is those little quick boosts, those bursts of times I need to just talk to you and get in your head and try to, you know, dispel some of these things you're feeling that are holding you back. Because the time is now for you to propel forward. The time is now for you to continue to plan and plot your success strategically and for your upscale and growth. And as always, you can follow me at thejoyguru.net, see the exciting things we're doing and have coming up, and also follow my company, Fruition Publishing Concierge Services, for those of you that would like to expand your monetization and presentation as an expert in media by published books and also being able to grow your author's platform. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.